Anthropic just quietly walked into the business of curing diseases that Big Pharma won't touch. The neglected ones, the diseases with no profit in them. And here's the twist that ties the whole week together. It's doing it without shipping a single new model to get there. Welcome to AI in 15 for Thursday, July 2nd, 2026. I'm Kate, your host.
And I'm Marcus, your co-host.
After a week where Anthropic couldn't stop making headlines about what it wouldn't ship, Marcus, today it's about what it will. A science workbench, a drug discovery program, and a brutal new biology test that embarrasses every model alive. Plus, almost free pictures and a chip nobody saw coming. Lead first, Claude Science. Then, Google drives the cost of a generated image basically to zero. A three-year-old startup called Etched hits a $5 billion valuation, aiming straight at NVIDIA. And OpenAI builds a biology benchmark that stumps the entire field, with a quick update on that Claude Code fingerprinting flap. Lead story, Marcus. Claude Science. What did Anthropic actually launch?
A workbench, Kate. A desktop app for macOS and Linux, in beta for Pro, Max, Team, and Enterprise users. The idea is to take a researcher's scattered pile of tools and fold them all into one place. It ships with more than 60 curated skills and connectors. Genomics, proteomics, cheminformatics, the works. It'll natively render a 3D protein structure or a genome track right there in the app. And the piece I find most interesting is a reviewer agent that checks the citations and the math before you trust the output.
A model that fact-checks itself before it hands you the answer.
Which, after everything we've covered about models fabricating results, is exactly the right instinct, Kate. Early users are reporting real speed-ups. One genetic analysis over at UCSF reportedly went from a full workflow down to about a tenth of the time. And the early customer list is serious. Novo Nordisk, the Allen Institute, these aren't hobbyists kicking the tires.
And alongside the tool, they announced they're getting into drug discovery themselves.
That's the bigger move, Kate. Anthropic revealed an internal program aimed specifically at neglected diseases, the ones Big Pharma walks past because there's no return in them. That puts Anthropic in a three-way race with Google and OpenAI, all three now chasing AI-driven drug discovery at the same time. A year ago, this was a research curiosity. Now, it's a competitive front.
Okay, here's what jumps out at me, Marcus, and it connects to everything this week. What model is Claude Science running on?
Opus 4.8, Kate. An existing model. Nothing new under the hood. And that is the thread of the entire week. Anthropic tapping the brakes in public. No Opus 5. Fable 5 pulled, then brought back on a leash with a new safety classifier that reroutes risky requests down to the weaker Opus. Claude Science is the flip side of that same coin.
Say more. How is it the flip side?
Because the message is, the models we already have are good enough to change how science actually gets done. The bottleneck isn't a bigger number on a benchmark. It's giving the current model the right tools, the right data connectors, and a reviewer to keep it honest. They're not selling you raw horsepower. They're selling the wiring around it.
So the frontier this week isn't a new number. It's plumbing.
For now, yes, Kate. Though I'd keep one skeptical eye open, we don't need a bigger model is a very convenient thing to say, when the bigger model is the one you can't freely ship. Genuine restraint or good framing for the models they're allowed to release. We genuinely can't tell from the outside yet. But the product itself is real, and the pitch is clean. The lab notebook becomes an agent that runs the experiment alongside you.
And that's the perfect setup for the reality check, Marcus, because on the very same day, OpenAI released a biology test that makes all of this look a lot less finished. GeneBench Pro.
And it's genuinely humbling, Kate. 129 hard problems across genomics, quantitative biology, and translational medicine. Expert-level stuff. The best model in the world on it, OpenAI's own GPT 5.6 Sol Pro tops out at 31.5%.
The best model on Earth flunks two-thirds of the test.
And everyone else is far worse, Kate. Anthropic's Opus 4.8 is the strongest non-OpenAI entry at just 16%. Gemini 3.5 Flash at 8. DeepSeek, GLM, Grok, all down in the low single digits. Grok at 1.5. So when you hear AI is about to cure disease, this is the sobering counterweight. At the expert level, useful still means getting most of it wrong.
And I should keep you honest. Whose benchmark is this?
Good instinct, Kate. It's OpenAI's own. So weigh the framing accordingly. A company that designs the test and then tops the leaderboard is always worth a raised eyebrow. And that 31% is at maximum reasoning effort, which quietly hides how much cost and latency it took to get there. But even granting all of that, the headline holds. Biology is hard, and the models are nowhere near done. It sits uncomfortably next to all that Claude science optimism, which is exactly why I like the two together.
Quick hits. First, the accessible one, Marcus, and it's a straight cost story. Google just made generating an image almost free.
Almost literally, Kate. It's called Nano Banana 2 Lite, formerly Gemini 3.1 Flashlight Image, Google's fastest and cheapest image model. It makes a picture in about 4 seconds, and it costs 3.4 cents per thousand images at 1K resolution.
Per thousand, not per image. 3 cents for a thousand of them.
Per thousand, Kate. And it keeps the things that made the original Nano Banana a hit. Consistent characters from one image to the next, and readable text inside the picture, which these models have historically been terrible at. It shipped next to a second model, Gemini Omni Flash, that does video generation and conversational editing at 10 cents a second, capped at 10-second clips for now. And crucially, the two chain together, generate a still with Nano Banana, then animate it with Omni Flash.
So, what's the takeaway for a normal person?
That the cost of a generated image is rounding down to zero, Kate, which flips the whole bottleneck. It's no longer can I afford to make this, it's do I even know what to ask for? Taste and intent become the scarce ingredient, not the compute. And it's rolling straight into the products people already open every day. AI mode in search, the Gemini app, Google Photos, and ads.
Next, Marcus, a chip story. A startup called Etched just confirmed a $5 billion valuation, pointed squarely at NVIDIA.
And the number that matters even more than the valuation, Kate, is $1 billion in booked orders. Etched, founded back in 2022, sells full systems, what it calls frontier inference clusters. It's chips, custom racks, software, the whole bundle. It's raised $800 million total, and the backer list is a who's who. Jane Street, Two Sigma, and angels including Carpathy, Hinton, and Feifei Li. Its chip just completed its first tape-out at TSMC, with volume shipping this summer.
And the key word, just like OpenAI's jalapeno chip we covered, inference.
Same bet, Kate. Not training the models, running them. The entire economics of AI is shifting toward the recurring cost of serving answers, query after query, forever. A chip built to run frontier models faster and cheaper is a direct swing at the part of NVIDIA's grip that actually compounds. It's the instinct we keep hitting on this show. Everyone wants to depend on NVIDIA a little less. Etched is just the pure play version, a startup whose entire reason to exist is that one bet.
Bold for a 3-year-old to pre-sell $1 billion of hardware it hasn't shipped yet.
It is, Kate, and I'd hold that lightly. Booked orders are promises, not delivered racks. Volume shipping this summer is the moment the story either becomes real or doesn't.
And a quick callback, Marcus. That Claude Code fingerprinting story we broke down yesterday. Any movement?
A small but meaningful one, Kate. Quick recap for anyone who missed it. A developer's reverse engineering report alleged that recent Claude code builds checked whether you were routing through a non-official endpoint, cross-referenced the hostname against block lists of API resellers and Chinese AI labs, DeepSeek, Jipu, Baidu, Alibaba, and then tucked hidden routing metadata into its own system prompt using lookalike Unicode characters. Yesterday, all we had was an engineer's reply in a thread. Today, Anthropic has formally acknowledged the behavior and says the code is being removed in the next release.
So, the fix is confirmed now. Does that close it?
The fix? Yes, Kate. But I'd keep the same honesty caveat on the record. The technical mechanism is as reported by one researcher and acknowledged by Anthropic, not fully documented by them. The lesson stands either way. An agent that reads your repos and runs your commands, quietly embedded metadata inside its own context, is a rough look for a company that sells trust. Worth knowing exactly what your coding tools carry along for the ride.
One to watch tomorrow, Marcus.
The biology AI race, Kate. Three of the biggest labs, Anthropic, Google, OpenAI, all in drug discovery at once, and a fresh benchmark that says not one of their models can crack it yet. Watch whether Claude science-style tooling actually moves those gene bench numbers, or whether this is a much longer road than the launch day energy suggests.
Agree or counter?
Slight counter, Kate. The nearer-term signal is etched shipping volume this summer. If a three-year-old startup can actually deliver $1 billion of inference hardware on schedule, that tells you more about where the money is really moving than any benchmark. Because in 2026, the constraint is still who can serve the thing at scale, not who scores highest on the test.
That's your AI in 15 for today. See you tomorrow.